Welcome to Scrapple TV.
I'm a puppy. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Doctor Who. I'm your podcast moderator, John Zito, and I'm joined by Tony Trove.
Hi there, time travelers.
And Joanna Cook.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about the first season episode, The End of the World. It is directed by Yoros Lynn. It is written by Russell T. Davies. It stars Christopher Eccleston as the Doctor and Billy Piper as Rose. So I guess, Trove, what do you think happened on this episode?
Well, Zito, this episode is about Doctor Who. The Doctor is trying to impress convince his companion that I don't know, he's a smooth dude, and introduces her to all of the aliens of the universe at an alien convention somewhere in the future, I think. And I don't know what is threatening the world at this point, but the last human on Earth makes an appearance. What's her name?
Cassandra.
By far my favorite character on Doctor Who. It's so weird. It's a cheap, great effect. Her character is hilarious. She says... she lies and says funny things and so exaggerates everything. She's a great character. And I don't really know what this episode's about at all.
This seems to be a theme.
Okay.
I only pay attention half the time to this.
I watched you watch some of these episodes, and you weren't doing anything else. It wasn't like you were playing on the computer or had like a game of checkers going on.
I just find them boring.
Do you have any idea about maybe the last 20 minutes of the episode?
I watched this episode last week, so I kind of don't remember how it ended.
It's been about 6 or 7 days.
How did it end? I don't remember.
Do you want me to take it from here?
Yeah, take it from here, Joanna.
So, Joanna, what happened in this episode of Doctor Who? Did Trove get it right?
No. Again, wrong. He had elements of it correct. It wasn't an alien convention. Which was funny, that there was a bunch of different aliens there, but it was a bunch of delegates are watching the end of the world, or the end of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yes, now you remember.
Now they remember.
And the sun is going to absorb the Earth, and everyone's there to watch it. And that's why all these different delegates are there, and that's why Cassandra's there. She's the last human, but she's had so much plastic surgery that she's just become like a flap of skin with a face.
They're witnessing history.
Yeah. Yes. And then, so everyone is, when they come, they have to bring a gift. And then, little by little, these little, like, spidery things start messing stuff up. Things go awry. And that's where the Doctor has to step in.
And the Doctor saves the day, I presume?
Nope.
Well, the Earth still explodes.
Why isn't this Doctor more popular?
I honestly don't know. I really enjoy the actor.
I guess his outfit or his wardrobe, there's nothing iconic about them to me. He wore, I think, black on black.
It's a leather jacket.
Yeah, I mean, the other doctors have such silly
flourishes.
Yeah, flair. He's got black pants, black shoes. He dresses like Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was a doctor. I didn't even know this even existed.
I guess this actor only got 13 episodes-ish. He got one season to be the Doctor. Mm-hmm. And then because this was the relaunch, my fan theory or whatever is that they wanted to introduce the regeneration aspect of the character as early in the series as possible. And I have since read that Christopher Eccleston said that it was a very hard job, that it was hard to be Doctor Who and run around 7 days a week on state television budgets.
Now you walk into it and you're just, I mean, was Capaldi just, you're Doctor Who, everybody's like, yeah.
It's back
I
to
mean,
being
I'm
a phenomenon.
I mean, I'm sure it was very stressful for him to relaunch a franchise like this to, in a lot of ways, it reminded me even of Star Wars. Not like the way people describe things, like, oh, it's just like Star Wars. Not like Star Wars, but I liked all the aliens. I like that it was a cast of weird characters involved. And as the audience is learning about them, you know, the companions learning about them, and we're all learning about this stuff for the first time as viewers, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Would you have preferred we showed you this episode earlier if maybe this was your introduction?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the way you're supposed to be introduced to the series. is, you know, oh, okay, it's like that. You know, watching the other episodes and it's just silliness. You know, it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand what's going on if you're not. You know, people were eased into this. It was a fun episode like that, and it wasn't too much action, I felt, but it was. But it was funny. I just don't get why people don't love this doctor. I mean, not that I love the doctor.
I love Christopher Eccleston. I think he's a great doctor.
Well,
I wish we had more of him.
He's washed away from pop culture. You know, well, who's Doctor Who? It's the guy with the bow tie. You know.
Do you think it has something to do with him not being as Teen Beat magazine as Matt Smith?
Yeah, but Capaldi isn't Teen Beat either, I've heard many peers say it's their favorite doctor already, but he's definitely not Teen Beat. And I also don't think that Capaldi could have been the first doctor and people would have just gotten on board. I think it needed to be three doctors and then him to you know, people go, ah, yes, of course. This old man, you know.
Right. I mean, I guess they all kind of embody an aspect of this old wizard, space wizard character or what have you.
Personally, I feel that this doctor is sort of when James Bond got relaunched. What's that actor's name? Who's James Bond right now?
Pierce Brosnan. Oh, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a little kind of a regular guy. He doesn't wear a cape. He doesn't wear a giant scarf. He doesn't wear a silly hat. You know, he's just an average British dude, you know, just in it, which I think is, you know, a sign of the times it came out of. And I mean, these James Bond was probably being relaunched around the same time as this, so maybe
I'm pretty sure that's 2005. Yeah,
maybe around the same thing. And I think that, I mean, people were just into that at that moment.
Joanna, you had mentioned to me earlier that there is a tangential connection between this episode and the episode we watched on our last podcast, Deep Breath, Peter Capaldi's first episode.
Yes, instantly there is. What's funny about that?
No, then just the lead-in. It's very natural.
So the end of this episode, it's when Rose kind of accepts the doctor. The whole thing is she's like, who is this guy? He's taken me to see this really disturbing thing. I've almost gotten killed a bunch of times. Yeah, and then she's like, well, who are you? And then he tells her who he is and how he's the last of his people and they all died and whatever, all that stuff. So then she trusts him. And they're back in present time, and instead of running away, she's like, we should go get some chips. That's what I want. You should buy them. And so it's like, and then the episode ends. Clara does the same thing with Peter Capaldi in the episode Deep Breath. It's the same thing. She doesn't know if she can trust the new doctor. She gets the call from Matt Smith, and she's like, oh, wait, it's the same guy. And let me go make him buy chips for me. So it's kind of like I think it's a reference back to that. It's Rose not being very trusting of.
So it's all about chips.
Yeah.
And chips is British for
French fries.
French fries. What does a companion get out of being a companion?
I guess you haven't seen an episode where the doctor chooses his companion yet.
I have not.
Wow. Well, then maybe we should make that. We should make that our next episode.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Trove, how many cheeks would you give this episode of Doctor Who? Five being you enjoyed it a lot. One cheek being you enjoyed it not at all.
I say three, but I also want to take back my from episodes. Two. I'm going to lower that to a two. And I want to give this one a three. Even though I liked it. I don't know.
You're going back.
Three and a half. I give this one a three and a half.
So
I liked it. I didn't love it. I thought. Three and a half.
So episode two was a three, and you're knocking that to a two.
No, it was a four. Well, he gave the last one a four.
Our episode two. I want to change that to a two. I want to put this one at a three and a half.
He dropped it by two cheeks.
Yeah, because I feel this was a much better episode.
So I guess that's it for this episode of Doctor Who. Join us next week when we'll either be talking about the David Tennant episode, Partners in Crime, or the David Tennant episode, Mr. Smith
Mrs.
Jones. Yep, David Tennant. We're going back to stuff you don't like.
Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Does whatever a doctor do. Cut.